Now, Tony Sawicki, board chair of the Manitoba Restaurant and Food Services Association, and of course, also the owner of Silver Heights Restaurant, a legendary place in St. James. Tony, good afternoon.
How you doing, Al?
I'm good. Tony, I'm having a really hard time understanding, and you're getting this at Silver Heights, other restaurants. I've been reading about this on social media. Other restaurants are getting it too. People that are, I'm going to say, hating on restaurants, restaurant owners, and I guess the people, indirectly, the people that work in them, because the restaurants, you as a restaurant owner and other restaurants, are following the rules. That's the only thing that's got them fired up here, that you're following the rules, and they, for some reason, think that you should, break the rules, not follow the rules. What do you make of this?
Well, that's pretty much the phone calls we're getting. And to shed some light, we're north of 200, 300 phone calls we've been getting. And they're, I would say, 95% negative, you know, and they're calling names and calling racial remarks and, making reservations and then canceling them because we're following the rules that Matt put on to us by the health, by a health order. Some are positive, saying don't worry about this. This is a coordinated effort just to really upset you guys and harass you guys. But at the end of the day, you have 15-year-old hosts that are answering the phones and getting yelled and screamed at. But, they're thinking that we're the ones who are doing this on purpose. These are orders that we actually got put onto us, restrictions that we got put onto us. And for 2 years, we've been getting restrictions constantly slapped at us, and we have to follow or we get shut down or we get fined and really no choice in the matter. But they think we have choices. And unfortunately, we don't have a choice. Our choice is either close our doors again, which I don't know one restaurant that can actually do that, considering what we went through for the last 2 years, of opening, closing. It's financially impossible for our restaurant to do. So there's misconception that I personally was the one that was influencing other restaurants to go and support this action. That is completely wrong. This was a question whether if you had to choose between opening your restaurant and following a certain kind of a few restrictions or closing down, what would you do? Well, the obvious answer for myself was, I have to figure out what kind of restrictions and follow those. Otherwise, we lose our restaurant, our 64-year-old right. restaurant. It was so unclear for people. And when I did have the chance to talk to people, they got it. Most of them got it. Some just wanted to fight and yell and scream, but, that was what it was.
Well, it's the misinformation again, right? I mean, we've seen so much misinformation. You're following the rules. As a restaurant owner, you're following the rules. Whether you like them or not, you have decided to follow the rules. The choice is shut your doors or follow the rules and open and try and make a living. And you and everybody that works there at the Silver Heights and all these other restaurants, you're all just trying to make a living after an incredibly difficult year and a half.
Well, that's the case. That's the thing. We have 30 staff members, and they're all double vaxxed just by luck. Nothing we did we never forced nobody. Just happened to be that way. There's 30 people with families to feed, rent to pay, school to pay. These are people that chose not to be on CERB. They came to work. They came to keep this restaurant surviving and going through all the dark times that we've gone through. But there's also 40 industries associated with this. There's the coffee guy. There's the draft system guy. The five beer guys. The 12 liquor guys. The electricians. The plumber. I can go on forever that rely on restaurants to stay open, specifically this one. So, we had no choice. These are restrictions that we don't want. Nobody wants restrictions. That's the clear thing. We don't want restrictions. We hate them. We can't do them. It's such a hard thing for our staff to figure out and how to do and manage, and we don't have the staff in the first place to do it. So, no, we weren't in support of this. The whole restaurant association was not for this. This is a restriction put on us that if we do not follow, we can be fined or shut down. Yeah. So we have to do it. It's not our choice.
Yeah. And, a word I hear a lot that gets tossed around is freedom. Well, what about your freedom to operate a business and to make a living and to employ others in your place of business, your restaurant, that want to make a living? It seems like what some of these people have been complaining about, they're now guilty of it. They're infringing. They don't have to go to the Silver Heights. They don't have to go and support a restaurant. But they do, I believe, need to let you operate your business. You're following the rules. You've done nothing wrong. This wasn't your decision. I just don't get it.
Well, that's the thing. It's they can't go anywhere now. These are rules that were put on all restaurants and, you know, the theaters and whatever. But, you know, just Tim Hortons, McDonald's, they can't go into these places. And it's they're picking on little guys, local businesses. And I'm not alone. My phone's going off by other people that are getting
it. No, I know you're not alone. Yeah.
Google reviews now. This is something big. They're just going on Google reviews and putting one star and then a whole thing of how we're discriminating about against everybody. This is not the case. We are not making this choice. We are following the rules to stay open and keep this restaurant going for another 6 years, hopefully. But we can't close the doors. We can't survive on takeout just at all, right? So.
Yeah. Hey, I did get it. You talked to, as you said, you're you know, 300 calls now, which is just crazy to me. But I did get a text message from somebody who feels this way. And I wanted to read this for you, and then we can talk about it. Hal, when you have Mr. Sawicki on, please tell him that this anger comes from people like me that ordered takeout when I didn't need to support his restaurant while his indoor dining was closed. Now I'm not welcome inside. It's ironic the majority of the people that he will not let into his restaurant now are the ones who fought hardest to get him and others open. And I know you appreciate that business when it came, and I certainly encourage people to support restaurants when you were closed to order takeout, pick up, you know, all that kind of stuff. But to now say it's somehow your fault that they can't go in your restaurant, the anger is directed in the wrong, well, it's going in the wrong direction. It's going at the wrong person, the wrong people.
Well, that's exactly it. My heart breaks to those people to my customers that have been supporting us for the last 20 years. And they just can't have this shot because of health reasons or whatever reasons are. I can't allow them in my place. And these are people that I know very, very, very well. They come here every day. They come sit in the corner and have a Budweiser and a burger. This isn't, you know, this is just something that I can't take the chance of, you know, 5,000, unless they pay me $5,000 and we'll sit in the corner. I don't think that's going to happen. Right.
Yep.
So these are just, and yeah, their anger is directed to an individual that has no choice, but their anger can be directed to the MLAs and the people that made these choices to put on to us, right? This is that, and it's just there's so much energy being wasted at the wrong phone line, right?
Yeah. Listen, I know what's your burger? It's Burger Week. I really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, Tony, because I know it's crazy. I mean, this is still, you know, lunch rush, right? Lunch rush usually till about 2 o'clock, and here you are giving me your time, and I appreciate it. What's your burger for Burger Week?
So just a keep you in FYI, Burger Week lunch rush starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and ends at midnight.
Okay, good.
We're pretty much any restaurant that's in Burger Week. So our burger is called the Achy Brecky Heart. Okay, so the bun is a homemade apple fritter. It's got a shaved hash browns off the grill. Our certified Angus beef patty, but I put the spices like a sausage patty, so sage and fennel and thyme, all inside the actual sausage patty, so it tastes like a breakfast sandwich, a sausage. And then we have, of course, a fried egg, bacon, our own hollandaise, and then topped up with a little bit of icing sugar on top of the apple fritter. It is so amazing. It looks kind of weird. It sounds weird, but you got to have it because you'll eat the last drop. I'm saliving trying to talk about it.
Tony, you had me at apple fritter. I am a big apple fritter guy, so I'm definitely going to. And people have 2 weeks to check out the burgers. So there's,
yeah.
I think, 212 or 213 burgers across Winnipeg and a few outside the perimeter. Listen, Tony, I'm sorry you're having to deal with this. After everything that you and the other restaurant owners and employees have had to deal with for the past year and a half, to now have to deal with this, I'm sorry. I really feel bad that you're having to deal with this. It's not, again, it's not your choice. You're following the rules. And I think you might see now a lot of people saying, you know what, we're going to the Silver Heights tonight because of this, because I'm getting text messages and emails now from people that are saying, you know what, I'm going to the Silver Heights, or I'm going to go support my favorite restaurant, because this is just unacceptable. It's wrong.
You know what it is? It is. It's been nonstop. You know, all three lines are phoning, and I just can't even answer the phone anymore. I can't. It's interrupted business. I'm losing money daily because nobody can actually get in to order anything. And I'm afraid to answer a call because it could be something positive, and it's just going to be somebody yelling and screaming and swearing at my 15-year-old daughter. It's just a really dark time that we just got through so much dark times. Now we're right through it again for different reasons, right? And reasons that are no control of ours. Mm-hmm. But thank you very much, Al, for the time. I appreciate all the help you've been doing for our industry, and continue it, please.
Thank you, Tony. All the best.
You bet.
Tony Sawicki is the board chair of the Manitoba Restaurant and Food Services Association, owns the Silver Heights restaurants. His and others are getting one-star reviews from people and other, you know, harassing phone calls, making reservations and then not showing up. And they're doing it because they're angry that the restaurants are following the rules. If you're angry, make sure it's going in the right direction. Not at the restaurants and the people that own them and the people that work in those restaurants. They're trying to make a living after a year and a half of not having a very easy time of making that living. We've lost too many restaurants. We don't want to lose more. Come on. 1:46, 1:45.